so that it takes the sting out of the absence of the reality, you'll be there, and you'll be there fast.
And just a follow-up on that, my question is also my passion. I've been such a passionate person, and I've done amazing things in my life. And so many of my passions, I'm not just as, I don't have that drive and passion for my career like I used to. And the only thing that really seems present is to have a family. And I get what you're saying, and it's getting harder as I get older. I'm 43. And I know that's just a story and a statistic.
Well, it's a story that every time you tell it sets you back in the sense that it holds you in resistance to what's in your vibrational escrow every time you tell it.
Yeah.
But it's not unusual when you have something that you want that you feel like it isn't moving along in the way you want it to. So you're using it as your excuse to have resistance. It's not unusual for that resistance to dampen your spirits on other subjects like career too. In other words, feeling sort of discouraged over this relationship and family thing because you're focused upon what is instead of on what is becoming, then that's got you out of sync with who you really are, so that you have a tug of war going on inside of you. And it's that tug of war doesn't mean that there's some strong contradiction that you've got to overcome. It just means it's the habit of chronic thought that you've got going on. Let us say it again. When something that you really, 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 really want isn't happening the way you want it to be, and you're not yet telling the story of it, you're focused upon what is, that's enough to get you into that place of resistance relative to everything, so that it sort of lays a blanket of gloom and doom over everything that you're doing. So you're not as frisky about anything when you're worried about something that's such a major component of your life. In other words, you've made this relationship and this family be a big component of your life, and of course it is. So when you take the thing that matters most to you of all other things put together and you focus upon it negatively, it has a sort of negative ramification on everything. As you begin telling the story that feels better relative to that subject, everything in your life will perk up. It really will. We tell people frequently, just stop thinking about it. You've put it in vibrational escrow. If you could stop thinking about it, then you'd move quickly toward it, because every time you think about it, you beat the drum that keeps you from moving toward it. So if you'd stop thinking about it, you'd stop beating the drum that's keeping you from moving toward it, and you'd move it toward it. But when it's a subject like that, where everywhere you look, there's something that makes you think about it, you really don't have any choice other than to clean up your vibration about it. And the fastest way to clean up your vibration about it is to begin to tell the story of the way you want it to be. It would be nice if we could imbue you with our knowledge of your ability to achieve what's in your vibrational escrow. Sometimes we just like to knock you all on the head and sort of knock you into an awareness that it's real. It's not an if thing, it's a real thing. But you've got to practice yourself into vibrational alignment with it.
Well, that's the thing. I've done it with so many things in my life. I mean, I've achieved, and I have great relationship with money,
but
with
you see
housing.
But you see this, even the story that you're telling us here is, in other words, even though you're putting a positive spin on, I know it works because I've done it with other things, the underlying message that you're still given is, I've done it with a lot of things, but I'm not doing it with this. Everything that you say back to us is sort of supporting where I'm at, 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 where I'm at. And you got to let loose of where you're at. And nobody can stop thinking a thought without thinking another thought. So you just got to tell that story. So we're out of time here, so we won't hold you in the hot seat too long. But give us the beginning of this story of what's in your vibrational escrow.
Well, it's a phenomenal relationship. It's a relationship that works, that doesn't require endless...
All right, now you feel too detached from it. So dive into the middle of it and give us the nitty-gritty of this great life you're living.
Okay. It's a life where...
Still too detached. It's not a life. It's my life. In other words, talk about it as it is. I love coming home. I love getting together. I love having been apart through the day. We cannot wait to get back together. Those kinds of things.
Okay. I love my husband, and it's just amazing how he's my best friend, my my partner and someone who's so easy for me to be with. There's just
a flow. All
right,
now, all of those are good words, but it sounds a little bit like blah, blah, blah. And that's all right. And the only reason that we're saying